Can we play that kind of funky music on public radio? Can we play funky music like that? I hope so. Hey, that's good stuff. Hi, Tim Skubick in for Mark Bayshore, who's enjoying some sunshine. And we hope you're enjoying our program this morning here on Current State. Jim Harrison is one of Michigan's most well-known literary voices. You've heard his name for years. Current State contributor Scott Southard has his take on a recently published collection of the famed author's novellas, which center around his longtime character in Alter Ego. What was this guy's name? Brown Dog.
In Michigan, one of the things we all accept are the supposed differences between the Upper Peninsula and the Lower Peninsula. The stereotypes haunt the residents of both regions. Rural versus urban. Those who are stressed versus those who are relaxed. Those happy with money versus those happy in long underwear. Heck, the Upers sometimes even talk differently. And one thing the Upper Peninsula has that the Lower Peninsula could never hope to have is its own literary genre. Honestly, any story that happens in our normal Lower Peninsula could happen in any state in the Midwest. You take out the city names and it might as well be set in Ohio. But a story set in the UP is a unique entity unto itself. The characters, the pace, the trials, the almost magical realism of the environment. Well, that's UP Lit. One of the godfathers of this unique genre is Michigan notable book author Jim Harrison. Yes, Mr. Harrison was born in Grayling, Michigan, and doesn't even live in our state anymore, but the UP is still represented in much of his writing, including his new collection of novellas called Brown Dog. For those new to Harrison's work, Brown Dog, or BD as his friends call him, is Harrison's everyman character, an adult Huck Finn-like soul, perfectly happy to drink a six-pack in the morning, live alone in a cabin, and spend an entire day fishing. He does occasional odd jobs, doesn't have a social security number, and women strangely find him irresistible. Harrison has been writing about Brown Dog for over 20 years, and in this collection, all of his novellas on this very UP Lit character are finally put together. Over the course of these tales, we see BD betray his Native American ancestors, run away to Los Angeles, return and become a parent, travel with an Indian rock band, and then retire with his lesbian wife. Sadly, for me, reading this collection felt like a missed opportunity. With a little time and energy, these novellas could have been reworked and edited into one novel. Instead, a decision was made not to do that, and the shift from novella to novella can feel a little jarring, since we are jumping around, sometimes by years, from when each were written. A better way to describe this book is to think of it like a box set for a TV show, and just like watching TV episodes back to back in a marathon, you can get frustrated by recaps of past events you just experienced and reintroductions of characters that feel unnecessary, not to mention wonder about characters that Harrison just decided to keep out of the later stories. Another problem with a collection like this is that not all of the episodes are equal. While there is almost a mad glee in Harrison's writing in the first novella, by the last, you feel as tired as Harrison seems to feel with the character as he limps like an old dog to the last page. The BD at the end is definitely not the same as the character we meet at the beginning. Time and age have changed him, leaving him and the stories feeling more like a bland shell of his past glory. Harrison's Brown Dog feels more like a goodbye than a hello. It's a book for Jim Harrison fans, not for those who want to discover his writing. And as much as I may have complained about this book, the fact is, a character like BD could only come from a land like the Upper Peninsula, making him a unique part of our own local literary movement. Something new is emerging from the Upper Peninsula, and long underwear is not necessary. For Current State, this is Scott Southard.